About a month ago, I traveled from Amsterdam to Bali. So I took this about 16-hour flight, and we had one stopover in Singapore. And it was a very long flight, and people were wondering how I managed with some of my symptoms. So I collected some questions here, and I will answer them here in the podcast. So the first one. What inspired or motivated you to travel to Bali? So I am here right now because I didn't like my living situation in the Netherlands or in Antwerp, but mostly because I wanted to escape this rat race. I want to have lower expenses, so I don't feel this financial pressure all the time. I wanted to be surrounded by nature. I love the sun. So those were the reasons why I am here right now in Bali. And the second question, how did you prepare for your trip to Bali? So how I prepared? I normally don't prepare that much. Of course, I pack my stuff. I make a list. I love making lists. So I make a list of everything that I wanted to bring to Bali. And I like the minimalist style, so I don't bring that much with me. I had one suitcase, one big one, and one smaller one. So I just made a list in advance about a couple of months before we went here. And that's it. And of course, I check things like the expiry date of my passport, of my credit cards, things like this. So that's an important thing. You don't want to get stressed right before you go, right? So I did those things. I made some lists, and I felt well prepared. Of course, we had to end our contract from our home in Antwerp. We had to sell our stuff. So this was a lot of preparation as well, but I think because we took everything step by step, it was not that stressful. And of course, we booked our flights, we booked our taxi and our place where we stay. So we prepared everything, and I also prepared by the day before we went, we took the flight. I purchased some healthy food, some water, extra water because I love to stay hydrated when I have a flight. I decided what I put in my hand luggage, and this was mostly my headphones, my earplugs, my sleeping mask. My water, as I already said, my travel pills. This really helps me because I always get very nauseous easily. So this helps me to feel less nauseous. I downloaded some brown noise or some white noise on my phone, and this is mostly because if it's very loud in an airplane, I start playing this, and then I don't hear anything anymore. And I really needed it, but more about this later. So this is basically what I did, and I felt well prepared. I went to the airport very early because I don't want to stress. I want to find a quiet place. We booked a lounge in advance because this is. Yeah, a very quiet lounge, and it's worth the money. You can eat something there, you can drink something there, you can find a quiet place instead of waiting between all those people at the airport. This is really worth the money. So that's what I did. All right. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced while traveling to Bali? The biggest challenges, of course, are always this noise at the airport, waiting in a queue because you have the passport controls, you have the immigration, but everything went very smooth. I think within 15 minutes we were from walking into the airport to the waiting room. So this was something that I was very happy with. But when this is not happening, I can always recommend people to require maybe some assistance at the airport. Then you don't have to wait in the queue. They will do it for you. You can wait in a quiet area. So if you feel like you need this, please do, because I hear some great experience about this. Let's see. How did you manage your symptoms? Did they get worse on your trip? My symptoms were okay. The thing that I deal with the most is the overwhelming. So I was on this flight, and I was hoping to have a seat that wasn't surrounded by loud people or children. I chose an aisle seat because I like to be able to move and to walk, so I don't feel this claustrophobic while I'm at the window seat. But some people like window seats, of course, because then you can, yeah, you really have your own place, right? And you don't have to take care of people who want to go to the toilet or something like this. But I like to have an aisle seat for longer flights. When a flight is short, for maximum 4 hours, I like the window seat. But for longer flights, I like to be able to stand up. So I chose the aisle seat, but I wasn't that lucky. I chose a seat mostly in the back of the plane because I was hoping, because sometimes this happened to me, that there were more empty rows, because they always fill the back of the plane last minute. So I was hoping to have like two seats or three seats for myself so I could lay down, but the airplane was fully booked, so no seats for myself. People sitting behind me, next to me, and there were a lot of children around me, and I was just sitting there and I saw them coming, more children, and I thought, oh my god, this trip would not be that much fun, because the first flight was 12 hours to Singapore. And I was sitting there and I thought, okay, how am I going to manage this for 12 hours? Because I think there are around 8 little children around me. They were very noisy. So my last hope was that they would go back to sleep very soon, or that they would stay quiet and just watch a movie. But the entire flight, they made a lot of noise, they were crying. So yeah, I think it was one of the worst flights that I had. I felt very overwhelmed, but I was very happy that I downloaded my white noise on my phone. I almost listened to this the whole flight, and I don't like to listen to it very long, but it was better than listening to those crying babies. So I almost listened to this the whole flight, and I tried to sleep. Sometimes I fell asleep for about 20 minutes and then I woke up again, 20 minutes, woke up again. So I think in total I slept for maybe 2 or 3 hours, but that's it. And yeah, it wasn't the most fun thing either, but I just kept thinking of, okay, when I'm there, I'm able to take some more rest. And I was so happy when we arrived in Singapore that I could go out of the plane. And then I thought, okay, let's hope in the last part of my trip from Singapore to Bali, this was only 3 hours, that it would be quiet so I can sleep a little bit during the last flights. But most of the people from the last flight, they also went on the next flight because this was a connection flight. So there was no rest again. And I couldn't sleep for the last 3 hours. So I was so happy when we arrived in Bali, when I could finally say goodbye to those kids. So yeah, I was pretty exhausted. We arrived late in Bali, around 9 p.m. So we went to our house, and it took around 2 hours by car. And I went to sleep almost right away, and I slept for like 10 hours. So the next morning I felt a bit better, and I thought, okay, let's take it easy. I think this was on a Saturday, so I had 2 more days to recover before doing any work again. And I really needed it, and I was happy that I was here. And it took a few days to recover from this. And of course, there's also the jet lag, because here in Bali, it's compared to the Netherlands, it's 6 hours later. So yeah, so I had to adjust to that as well. All right. Let's see if there were any other questions. Looking back, what advice would you give to someone in a similar situation who is dealing with concussion symptoms when it comes to traveling? So my advice is prepare as soon as possible. So you don't want to feel stressed the day before you travel, or that you still need to arrange many things. Check your passport expiry day. Make sure your flight is booked. Maybe require for assistance at the airport. put some earplugs, download white noise and maybe brown noise to your phone. So if there are people around you or children that are very loud, you can listen to this. Really, this was my lifesaver. Drink a lot of water because you don't want to get dehydrated. It helps a lot with flying. Bring your eye mask with you because then you can just be in your own bubble, right? Put on your eye mask, listen to this, just wear your headphones and listen to the brown or white noise, or just wear earplugs. This really helps. And also bring some healthy food because I don't go well on this airplane food because it's I don't know, it's just not really food, right? So I like to have my own healthy food because this is just helping me to feel better. Yeah, and also when you go to a new destination, please book a taxi in advance. Book your stay, of course, because otherwise you maybe feel stressed at the airport. It's really nice to know that someone is waiting there with a sign with your name. Just find that you can just find them and step in the car without having to figure out how you need to arrange that trip. Yeah, I think those things help me. And also I really understand if people are dealing with anxiety, or yeah, just feeling unsure about their symptoms and how they will manage at the airport and things like this, because I dealt with a lot of anxiety as well. This time it was better. But I also managed a lot of flights dealing with a lot of anxiety. And then I always meditate before I go on a flight. There are also quiet rooms at the airport. I think these are the prayer rooms. So it can help to go to this prayer room before you go on the flight. And also when you're arriving at your new destination, to go to this room. So you just have a little break. It might help a lot. All right. How did you experience your first week in Bali? My first week was mostly recovering, adjusting to the heat, because in the Netherlands it was cold here. It's like 30 degrees and very warm. The sun is here. There is the time difference that I already mentioned. So it was just adjusting, taking it easy, not pushing myself too much to do things. Not wanting to see everything at the same day. So yeah, it was really about this, and also arranging some new things, because here in Bali you really need a scooter. And so someone was dropping these off the next day. We had to do some groceries, just some basic things. This was the first week. And of course, we went to some restaurants here in the area, because I've already been here in Bali before and I already knew what places would be fun. So we went for lunch to some places. So that was basically my first week. And then after the first week, I felt like, hey, I'm adjusted to this new time zone. I feel a bit better. I recovered from my flights. So yeah, after the first week, it started to get more fun here. All right. Let's see. And the last question here. I love this question because it's a really important thing. What message or insight would you like to share with your audience about resilience, self-care, or living with a concussion while exploring new places? Yes, because many people, they ask me, how do you travel with a concussion? Should I travel, or should I take a rest? Should I push myself to see a new place, or is it better to focus on my health first before doing anything? My advice is to find that balance. It's not about doing nothing, staying at home and taking as much rest as possible. This is only a good thing in the first 48 hours. But after that, I am a big fan of trying new things, pushing yourself a little bit out of your comfort zone, but really keep listening to your body. Because if you feel like this is really too much, this is not pushing myself out of my comfort zone, but this is really pushing myself behind my limits, then it's a different story, right? So we want to be in that space of a little bit of a push, that is that it can be fun, right? But not too much that you get a setback of it. And of course, this is a learning process. Don't expect this to go perfectly at the beginning. But I think it's great to step out of your comfort zone. And of course, it can happen that you get a setback, but you keep trying new things. Then next time you do a little less and it's maybe going well. And then you realize, hey, I am getting more confidence by doing new things. So what I did, the first time that I took a flight, I didn't took this long flight of 16 hours, of course, but I took a 1 hour flight and just managed to see how this go. And also a member shared this in the community a few weeks ago. She went on a trip to Rome. She's living in Europe. So she went on a trip to Rome. It's a few hour flight. And before she took this flight, she just went to the airport. I think she just bought a really cheap ticket just to enter the passport control, to feel how she's feeling at the airport, to just go through everything, to immigration and everything. And then when she's there, she didn't took that flight, but she just went back home just to see, hey, how is my body responding? And then she felt very confident because everything was going well. She felt very confident while she went on the real trip to Rome, and she had a great time. And that was also my experience when I went to new places. This can also really help. And I always felt so much better when I arrived at home, because then I stepped out of my comfort zone, I saw new things. And I think it's really healthy for your brain to explore new places and to step out of your own bubble at home. So that's my advice. But if you ever need any advice about this, about your personal situation or something, let me know. Happy to help wherever I can. So these were the questions about my flights. And I think these were the most important things. Right now we are already here in Bali for about 5 weeks. So I'm pretty adjusted to the new situation here. And we will go on a new trip here in Asia in July. So 2 more months. And then we have a flight to Singapore. And then on the same day we go to Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong we stay at a friend's place. So that's why we're going there, because he is on vacation and he asked us, oh, if you want to stay in our apartment, you can stay in our place in Hong Kong. So we really saw this as a great chance to see Hong Kong, because I've never been in China and I would love to see it. So we stay there for 2 weeks, and I love to stay there for 2 weeks because this gives me this time to not feel stressed, to not feel hurried, and to still do my work there and take it easy. And then after Hong Kong, after those 2 weeks, we go 5 days to Singapore, because we have a stopover there. And then we explore Singapore and we go back to Bali. So I'm really looking forward to this one. And of course, I will share more about that trip when we went there. And maybe I have some new tips then. So I hope this helps you. If you feel like, hey, I still have a question about traveling, about flying, or something else, just let me know on Instagram, because that's the place where I share the most about my journey, about my life. And I would love to help you where I can. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I really hope this was helpful for you. If it was, and if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube, would you maybe do one small thing in return? Leave a short review or thumbs up on YouTube? The more reviews this podcast will get, the easier it is for other people to find this podcast and to feel less alone and lost in their journey. Oh, and one last thing. I would love it if you share a helpful episode on Instagram in a post or in a story and tag the Concussion community in it. Or you can always send me a direct message. I love to see who is listening. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you next time.